The cross is the expression of God's love, of God's grace, and of God's character.
十字架体现了神的爱，神的恩典及神的品格。
God's supreme act of grace is His self-giving love on the cross.
神的最大的恩典是在十字架上给出自己生命的那种爱。
Here we are confronted with a plan and a pattern of the ages.
在这里我们面对的是神对全世界的计划。
God has chosen to overcome evil by expressing His superior holiness and His love.
神用自己的超越一切的圣洁和爱战胜了邪恶。
And this is the grand expose of all time. God overcoming evil, exposing its perverseness by expressing the quality of His love.
这是恒久以来神战胜了邪恶的最大的彰显。他用自己的爱把邪恶的罪性显明出来。
The cross is God's timeless word to the world.
十字架是神对这个世界的信息。
And it is that word that I want to emphasize this morning.
它也超越了时间的限制。今天早上我要重点的讲述这十字架的信息。
God is a God of grace.
神是有恩典的神。
Taking the initiative to come to us.
他自己先降杯来到我们中间。
Bridging the gaps.
修复那隔断的墙。
Accepting us with our sins.
当我们还是罪人的时候就接纳我们。
And saying to us, Your problem is now my problem.
并且对我们说，你们的问题就是我的问题。
God expresses forgiving grace.
神有宽恕的恩典。
Resolving His own wrath at our sin.
把对我们的犯罪的愤怒放下。
Absolving it in love.
用爱来消融它。
Freeing us from the guilt of estrangement.
把我们从罪的捆绑中释放出来。
And bringing all of us into His family as His children.
也让我们能成为神家中的子民。
God also works in transforming grace.
神也有那改变人生的恩典。
Making us new persons.
他使我们成为新人。
Transforming us from self-centeredness to God-centered beings.
让我们从自我中心变为以神为中心的人。
Creating a redeemed community.
他创造了那被救赎者 的团体。
Enriching society by the presence of His Spirit in His people.
也因着他的灵使我们每日更新。
We must recognize that God's grace is available to us through Christ.
这里我们必须认识到神的恩典是藉着基督给予我们的。
He is our peace.
主基督是我们的平安。
When we respond to Christ in personal faith, we enjoy His peace.
当我们信基督的时候，他的平安就与我们同在了。
He is also the great reconciler.
基督也是一个伟大的和解者。
The full reconciler and our reconciler.
是那唯一的终极的和解者，也是我们的和解者。
In the cross, He reconciles us with God and with one another.
通过十架，他使我们与神和好，也使我们之间和好。
In the cross, He makes of two, Jews and Gentiles, one new humanity, one family, thereby making peace.
通过十架，他使犹太人和外邦人两下成为一体，成为一个家庭，也是和平来到。
This reconciliation of humankind to its God and to itself is the greatest social change conceivable, and it is a change grounded in grace.
这人与神和人与人之间的和好是这个社会可能想象的最大的变革，但这变革是基于神的恩典的。
This powerful love and grace changes persons and corrects the social and the spiritual alienation within the human family.
这爱和恩典的大能可以改变人的生命，也能消除人类社会的隔阂。
It is God's answer to sin, to self-centeredness, to hostilities, to racism, to individualism, and to selfishness.
这也是神对消除罪、消除自我为意、互相敌对、种族隔离、个人主义及自私自利等等一切不良行为的答案。
There's an old Jewish story that long before King Solomon built the Temple of Mount Moriah, long before King David bought that mountain as a place for sacrifice to God, long before Abraham brought his son Isaac there to offer him to the Lord, two brothers had established a place of business on that mountaintop.
有一个很老的犹太人的故事，这故事发生在所罗门王在摩利亚山上建立神殿以先，也发生在大卫王在山上向神献祭以先，甚至是在亚伯拉罕把以撒带到山上向神献祭的以先。那时候在摩利亚的山顶上住着一桩兄弟，他们以打谷子为生。
Their business was threshing grain for their neighbors.
他们以替人打谷子为生。
Each day the brothers would thresh the grain brought to them, deduct the share for their wages, and the neighbor would take his finished grain away.
每天他们两个打稻谷，从中收取工价，然后邻居们就把打好的稻谷拿走。
At the close of the day, the brothers would divide their own grain into equal parts.
一天结束以后，他们兄弟两个就坐下来平分一天的所得。
Each filled his bags and carried them to his own granary.
装好以后带回各自的家中。
One of the brothers was married and the father of 12 children.
两兄弟中有一个结了婚，有十二个孩子。
The other was single.
另外一个是单身。
One night, the single brother awoke and thinking about the business said to himself, This isn't fair.
一天晚上，那单身的弟兄突然醒来，他盘算着生意的时候，一边自言自语，说这不公平啊。
My brother has 14 mouths to feed, and I have only one.
我哥哥要养活14口人，而我只是一个。
He certainly needs more grain than I do.
他当然需要更多的粮食了。
He got up, filled a bag with grain, and carried it over to his brother's granary.
然后他起身装满了一袋粮，送到他哥哥的谷仓中。
In the morning, the married brother awoke, and thinking about the business, said to himself, I have 12 children who will take care of me when I get old.
一清早，那结了婚的哥哥也醒了。一边盘算生意，一边也自言自语说：“我有十二个孩子养老。”
My poor brother is all alone, with no one to care for him when he is old.
我那弟弟只是自己一个人，等他老了，谁来养他呢？
He needs more grain than I do.
他一定更需要更多的粮食。
He got up, filled a bag with grain, and carried it to his brother's granary.
他也起身装了一袋粮食，送到弟弟的谷仓中。
That went on night after night, until one night the single brother overslept.
这样过了好多天，直到有一天，那单身的弟弟睡过了头。
Awakening, he hurriedly carried his grain to his brother's granary.
他一醒过来，就急忙地去把粮食送给哥哥。
But the married brother had gotten up earlier than usual.
但他那结了婚的哥哥这天却起了个大早。
On his way to take a bag of grain to his brother, he collided with his brother in the darkness of the early morning.
在送粮给地路上，那黑漆漆的，两个人撞到了一起。
When they realized what was happening, they fell into each other's arms and wept.
当他们两个弄明白了是什么事情以后，他们互相拥抱，放声哭泣。
And God looked down from heaven and said, This is where I will build my temple.Where two men love each other so much that they both will sacrifice for the good of the other.
神从天上看到就感动地说，我要在这里立下我的殿，因为这两个人相爱，以至于愿意为别人的利益而损害自己。
God moved first in sacrificing himself for us, in reaching out to us and offering us a chance at reconciliation.
同样的，神也是先把自己给了我们，他先向我们伸出手来与我们和好。
God in Christ on the cross made the ultimate sacrifice out of love for us.
神因着对我们的爱，及着基督在十字架的死，做了最大的牺牲。
This is what Dietrich Bonhoeffer calls costly grace.
这正是 Dietrich Bonhoeffer 所说的昂贵的恩典。
Being aware of what it costs God to redeem us means that when we fully engage in this sacrifice, we ourselves are changed.
认识到神为赎回我们所付出的代价，也就意味着当我们置身于那恩典之中的时候，我们就被改变了。
To act as though we can benefit from the cross without entering into the meaning of the reconciliation sacrifice is what Bonhoeffer calls cheap grace.
相反的，如果我们从十字架上得益处，却不愿正视神为救赎所付出的代价的话，这就成了 Bonhoeffer 所说的廉价的恩典。
When God reconciles us to himself in Christ, we become a people of grace, a witness, and a picture of reconciliation to society.
当神在基督中与我们和好的时候，我们变成了恩典以下的子民，我们也在这世上为神做见证。
This good news of reconciliation is God's wonder for us today.For ours is a day of competitive selfishness, of violence, of racism, of the affluent isolated from the needy, of parochial nationalism indifferent to the global village, of urbanization with extensive slums, illiteracy and limited education for many, and an increasing gap between the haves and the have-not.Of satisfaction with thought claims rather than deeds, of a narrow secularism that omits the spiritual, of a postmodernity that seeks individual gratification.
这和好的见证是神对现今所显的神迹。这现今的世代是一个争竞而自私的世代，充满了暴力和种族歧视，贫富分化。国家至上无视全人类的需求，城市沦为贫民窟，文盲半文盲遍地，有的和没有的差距越来越大，人们只满足于口上称义而不付诸行动，社会世俗化的物欲横流，忽略了人精神的需求。在这后现代的社会，人人都忙于寻求个人的享乐。
This is a word of hope to a dysfunctional society.
在这个失邪的社会，神的恩典才是希望。
The grace of reconciliation has never been more relevant to personal and social problems than it is today.
与神和好的恩典从来没有像今天这样与我们的社会生活息息相关。
Reconciliation is God's special word for today. God's word of hope and God's word of transformationfor people in the fallen world, and God's word of power to create a new people in an alienated society.
这和解的恩典是神对我们今天特别的旨意，它是我们现今的希望，也是改变这个沉沦的社会的工具，也是神创造一个新人类的工具。
Reconciliation, first of all, is grounded in the cross.
和好的恩典最重要的是一点是基于它是基于十字架的。
At Calvary, God expressed, yes, actualized, the depth of his love, the character of his caring.
在哥哥他山上神说，是的，神的确是这样表达了 他爱的深度和他爱的品格。
He said in essence, "Your problem is now my problem," and he carried it to the death.
神几乎是这样讲的：你的问题现在就是我的问题。他甚至以生命来解开这个问题。
In the cross of Christ, God's unconditional love is revealed in its fullness.
藉着基督的十架，神无条件的爱完全显明了。
This is the larger meaning of love, of engaging another in the intimacy of full identification and solidarity.
十架是爱的更深一层的含义，它是全然接纳并且完全合一的爱。
Love means suffering with another, sharing an identification that humiliates, a participation that wounds but also heals.
在这里，爱是一同受苦、一同受辱、一同受伤，但是爱却能愈合那伤口。
This is the cost of the incarnation, of God's identifying fully with us, of Jesus' crucifixion.Humbly suffering for us, and of His resurrection, overcoming the problem for us.
十字架是道成肉身的代价，是神与人认同的代价。耶稣被钉十架，与人一同受难，但他的复活解决了我们一切的问题。
Paul writes, "Christ was handed over to death for our trespasses." And he was raised for our justification.
就像保罗所写的，耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；他复活，是为叫我们称义。
In the same act of crucifixion and sacrifice, human perversity is actuated in its rejection of God.
同样，通过耶稣钉十字架。人厌弃神的罪恶就更加显明出来。
But there is good news, the gospel of grace.
但是恩典的福音是一个好消息。
Standing before the cross, we find ourselves in one place where we can meet God in honesty.
因为只有在十架面前，我们才能发现自己可以面对神。
Here we truly face.The character and the depth of our sinful rebellion.
而且在这里，我们也看真正的看到自己叛逆神的罪的深重。
In stark contrast, we see the full character and the depth of God's love.
这与我们看到的神的品格与大爱成为鲜明的对比。
Here we meet one with his arms outstretched to us.
在这里我们遇到了那张开双臂拥抱我们的神。
As we respond to Him in faith, we enter into a new relationship. We are made members of the family of God.
而当我们以信来回应神的时候，我们便进入了与神的一种全新的关系，成为神家中的一个成员。
A number of years ago, a minister in Washington, D.C., had a significant encounter with a man on the street.
好些年前，一位在华盛顿 D.C. 的牧师，他在街上遇上了一个人。
He was sitting on a bench, and the minister stopped to chat.
那人坐在一条桥凳上，牧师便停下来与他攀谈。
Suddenly he asked, "Are you a preacher?"
说那人问，你是一个牧师吗？
When he replied that he was,The man almost sneered as, "What difference does it make in my life that Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago?"
牧师回答说是，那人便哼了一声，问道，那你告诉我，耶稣2000年前死在十字架上，跟我现在会有什么关系？
The minister looked at him, thinking of the theories of the atonement that he had studied in theology. But then he asked, "Do you have friends?"
牧师看着他，想到要跟他说在神学院里学到的赎罪的理论，但是他没有讲这些，只是简单的问你有没有朋友。
Of course I have friends, he replied.
当然了，那人回答。
If one of them is in trouble, what do you do?
如果你的朋友有了麻烦，你会怎么办呢？
I help him out.
那我会帮他呀。
But what if it gets difficult?
但如果很难办呢？
You hang in there, he responded.
那我会更努力的去帮他，那人说。
But what if it gets really difficult? When can you give up?
那如果这事情越来越难办呢？你会不会放手不管吗？
Man, he said, if he is really your friend, you never give up.
哥们儿，那人说，如果是真朋友的话，你不会不管的。
The minister smiled and said, God came in Jesus to be our friend.
这时候牧师笑了笑说，神成为耶稣的样式，就是要与我们交朋友。
We were in very deep trouble, but Jesus hung in there with us.
我们有了极大的困难，但是耶稣尽力地帮助我们。
Jesus would never give up on us or leave us.
耶稣永远不会放手不管我们。
The man looked at the minister in silence.
那人看着牧师哑口无言。
Then it was as though lights went on in his eyes.
过了一会儿，他的眼睛明亮了起来。
He smiled and asked, "Is that why Jesus had to die?"
然后他微笑着说，所以耶稣才会死，是不是啊？
The minister said, "That is one reason."
牧师回答说，这是其中的一个原因。
The man got up, squared his shoulders.Looked at the minister with a smile, nodded, and walked off down the sidewalk.
这时候那人站起来，挺了挺胸，向那牧师微笑着点了点头，就走开了。
The minister watched him go and said to himself, "Man, you don't know it, but you've just been evangelized."
那牧师目送着那人的背影，自言自语道：“你还不知道呢，你刚才是听到了福音。”
You'll never get away from the impact of hearing that the God is the one who says, "Your problem is my problem."
真是这样的，当你听到神说，你的问题便是我的问题的时候，恐怕是要记他一辈子的。
The reconciliation Christ performs is at the heart of the gospel.
即着与基督的和好是福音的中心。
It is grounded in the cross, and it is the extension of the cross. God acts in Jesus.
它来自于十字架，也是十字架的延伸。神藉着耶稣向我们显明。
God acts in Jesus to express the wonder of His grace.
神藉着耶稣向我们显明他恩典的大能。
To extend His forgiveness.
以及他的宽容
to overcome our rebellion
也显明着他战胜了我们的悖逆
to bring us into fellowship
也使我们团聚
and to reconcile us into the family
合一归于家中
Our text says We who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ
经上说我们一度远离神但基督的血把我们带了回来
Christ has reconciled us by his blood at the ultimate cost to himself
基督用那无价的宝血与我们和好
There is nothing shoddy or shallow about the nature of salvation or forgiveness
这救赎和赦免不是肤浅假冒的
This sacrifice is so sublime and so stupendous that we can never fully comprehend it.
耶稣基督的为我们的牺牲是这样的崇高，这样的惊天动地，也许我们永远都不能全部理解它的含义。
In fact, forgiveness, the most costly and difficult thing in the universe, is not understood in our society.
事实上 对罪的赦免，这是世界上最昂贵、最困难的事。它并不被我们现在的人所理解。
Many professing Christians do not understand it adequately.
很多多年的基督徒也并不完全理解它。
Liberty understanding means limited appropriation, limited release from our burden, and limited joy.
对罪得赦免的一知半解，影响了我们在神里应得的份，也限制了我们得释放、得喜乐。
Forgiveness is not simply a pronouncement of release.
赦免不只是宣告无罪、释放。
Forgiveness is not something we receive and then we run away with.
赦免也不只是简单听过就完了的。
Nor is it something we can process and package.
也不是我们可以随意改动用来装点其他事物的。
Forgiveness is always found in the context of relationships.
赦免是有关关系的。
Forgiveness is an innocent person accepts his or her own wrath at the sin of another and smothering that indignation in love.
赦免是一个无辜的人替人受过，然后用爱来熄灭那些耻辱。
Forgiveness reconciles and releases people and creates a new identity, a new relationship, a new lifestyle.
赦免释放了人们的捆绑，创造一个新的身份、新的关系和新的生活。
Forgiveness renounces any quest to control another's life.Standing with the other, offering itself at a personal cost of help to the other.
神的赦免不是为了要控制他人的生活，而是与人同行，献上自己帮助别人。
This is what God does in His forgiving spirit, opening Himself fully, personally, intimately to us.
这就是神的赦免，他完全敞开自己与我们亲密无间。
In turn, we must open our lives intimately to Him.
作为回应，我们也应当完全向神敞开。
Now we are participants in the citizenship of God's people.
现今我们是神的子民，我们是属于神的了。
We belong to God, to one another, to the redeemed community.And to God's kingdom in the world.
我们不仅属于神，我们也属于彼此，属于那被赎回的一群人，也同属于神的国度。
Also, reconciliation is the power for social change.
第二点，和好是社会变革的动力。
By His cross, Christ made of Jews and Gentiles one new people.The people of God.
藉着十字架，基督使犹太人和外邦人同成为新人，也就是神的子民。
This is the greatest social change in history.
这是历史上最大的社会变革。
The cross is God's way of changing people, of overcoming the problem of estrangement, of correcting evil.For there is no correction without suffering.
十架受难的十架是神改变人的途径，是神克服人远离神的罪的方法，也是改变人恶行的方法。因为没有十架的苦难，便没有人的改变。
God suffers the pain of our rebellion and the pain of reconciliation.
神为我们忍，他忍受了我们的叛逆。和使我们与他和好的苦。
We suffer slightly in the surrender of our rebellious self. As Paul says, we are crucified with Christ. And being liberated, as Peter says, because we have suffered in the flesh.
为了放弃自己的叛逆行为，我们也要忍受一些小小的磨难， 就像保罗所说的，我们靠与基督同定十字架而得自由，也像彼得所说的，我们会肉身受苦。
And the cross is timeless.
十字架是永恒的。
For thousands of years, God has worked in this way, overcoming evil with good, exposing evil for what it is, by expressing His love as the character of what He is.
几千年来，神一直这样做工，他以善来胜过恶，也用爱的品格来显明恶的本来面目。
For 2,000 years, the risen sovereign Christ at God's right hand has continued to extend the same love.
两千年来，复活的救主基督在神的右手一直向我们显现这大爱。
Having demonstrated His divine love on the cross, He continues to overcome evil, not by exercising His superior power, but by expressing His superior love, overcoming evil by calling peoples from evil into love, and reconciling peoples to Himself. Hallelujah.
耶稣基督在十字架上显明了神的爱，他战胜了恶，不是靠着全能，而是靠着他超越一切的爱。他把人从恶中唤醒，在爱中与人和好。哈利路亚。
As we enter into this reconciliation by responding to Christ in faith, we are changed a new people with new relationship, a new freedom.A new master, a new purpose, a new spirit, a new lifestyle.
当我们用信心响应基督，进入与神和好的时候，我们就是一个新造的人，有着全新的关系，全新的自由，全新的主人，全新的目标，全新的灵命和全新的生活。
We now have a new calling.As the ambassadors of Christ with His ministry of reconciliation.
这时我们有了新的呼召，去成为基督的使者，去建立那和好的事工。
We are to be extensions of the cross by demonstrating its power to overcome evil with good.
我们也成为十字架的延伸，并由此有以善胜恶的权柄。
We are the people of God, the people of His kingly rule.
我们是神的子民，由神掌管。
We become a visual language to society, showing that there is a new community, a Christian counterculture, as John Stott labels it in the title of one of his books.
我们也成为这社会上的一种表征。显明了这一个新的生活，正如同 John Scott 的一本书名上所写的，我们的这种生活是一种反文化的基督徒。
As believers and disciples, we are now the body of Christ.
作为信徒及使徒，我们成为基督身体的一部分。
As a person's body gives visibility to one's personality,So the body of Christ, we give visibility to Christ in the world.
就像人的身体显示人的性格一样，作为基督的身体，我们也向世人显示基督的品格。
This body is comprised of alienated people, now reconciled and made one in Christ. Jew and Gentile, black and white, Eastern and Westerner,In the global evidence of the universality of Christ's work.
这有一群原本离散的人所组成的身体，现在在基督里和好，成为一体了。无论犹太人与外邦人，黑人与白人，东方与西方人，都是基督事工的一份子。
The Christian faith is not to be identified with any one people, race or nationality.
基督信仰不是一人、一族、一国所有的。
It calls into being a new people to live by a new covenant.
它能使所有的人成为新人，过新的生活。
We are the people of God's kingdom, transnational, transcultural, transracial, and transanything.
我们是神国度的子民，不分国度，不分文化，不分种族，一切都不分。
We are citizens of heaven here on earth.
我们是天国在地上的子民。
Our identity and our character come from our being in Christ, from our solidarity with Him.
而我们的品格来自于基督，来自于与基督的合一。
Our text says, He is our peace.
经上说，主是平安。
In Christ, there is love, not hostility, forgiveness, not revenge, peace, not violence, submission, not resistance, service, and not dominance.
在基督里有爱，没有恨，有赦免，没有报复。有和平，没有暴力；有顺服，没有抗拒；有服从，有服侍，没有强权。
Here is a radically new order of life.
这是一个完全的、崭新的生活。
We remember Christ's words, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth."
耶稣说：“温柔的有福了，因为他们必承受地土。”
That is to say, the meek are the ones who engage and enter into the larger meaning of our present life on earth.
这就是说，那温柔的是进到神里面，也是在今世生活上有神的荣耀的人。
This spirit of life creates a new social order and turns people from usury to support, from competition to partnership.From defensiveness to love, from violence to compassion, from war to peace.
这样的生命产生了一个新的社会秩序，它使人们从巧取豪夺变到互相支持，从互相争竞到互相合作，从竞争对打到互相表示爱，从暴力到友爱，从战争到和平。
In Christ, we become a people who express His heart, His caring, His mission.
在基督里，我们成为一群关怀、互相关怀、关心而传他的道的人。
I once read about the Reverend Michael Green of Oxford, who was making a striking statement about this new community, the Church, at the Lausanne Congress of Evangelism in 1974.
有一次我曾经读到在牛津的 Michael Green 牧师在1974年的洛桑布道大会上的演讲他说这新的团体就是教会
He said we must discover that the church itself is part of the gospel
他说我们必须重新正视教会本身就是福音的一部分
It is the good news to announce and to demonstrate this new caring community in a world of lonely, fragmented, shattered people.
像这个孤独分裂的社会，显明有这样一个互相关爱的团体，是一件大好的新闻。
It is good news that there is a community of faith, of love, of caring, of accountability and support, of purpose and hope.
他向世人显明了还有这样一个有信仰、有爱、有关怀、有责任感、有希望的人类团体。
Finally, reconciliation is a fellowship in the Spirit.
最后，我们要讲和好是圣灵的团契。
Our text says that we are built into a dwelling place for God by means of the Spirit.
经上说，我们是神的灵的居所。
God is not far removed from us.
神不是远远地观察我们。
He has come to us.
他来到我们中间。
Our risen Lord is not absent, but He's always present in His Spirit.
我们复活的主也不是远离我们，而是以他的灵与我们同在。
Where two or three of us are gathered in His name, He is among us.
当两三个人因他的名聚集，他就在我们中间。
And He is with us right here, right now.
主现在便在我们中间。
We are not left to try to live the new life by our own striving, but we are given new life by and in His Spirit.
我们不是靠自己去过一种新的生活，而是由圣灵给予了我们新的生命。
Paul writes, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation."
正像保罗说的，谁若在基督里，便是新造的人了。
There is a mystery in this relationship, much like the mystery of love, an awareness that relationship consists of more than simply the cognitive aspects of life.
这种关系，这种与神的关系有时候是神秘的，就像爱一样的神秘。它不只是主观上理解就可以了的，它是要由圣灵来主导的。
Discipleship is, first of all, a matter of the Spirit. It is living by the Spirit of God.
使徒性首先是属灵的，是从神的灵而来的。
Obedience to the orders of the commandments of the Christian walk are not first as though Christians' life is a new legalism.
顺从命令或者是基督徒生活准则并不是最重要的，正如基督徒生活不是那新的律法约束一样。
Rather, the spirit of faith and the aspiration for a different walk must always be primary.
相反的，在灵里领受的信心以及对新生活的憧憬是最最重要的。
We must first open our own spirit to the Holy Spirit.
我们首先要向圣灵敞开我们的心。
It is Spirit within us who makes us alive and new.
是那内住在我们里的灵使我们的生活更新。
It is the Spirit among us who makes us one.
是那圣灵使我们合一。
It is the Spirit upon us who enables us to live in newness.
也是那圣灵使我们能过全新的生活。
We like to celebrate our being justified, but too often overlook the fact that we are justified in Him, made righteous in Christ.
我们很乐意为称义而互相庆贺，但我们却不知道我们是因他，是因在基督里而称义的。
This righteousness is a new right relatedness to God.
这义是与神的新的关系。
We stand justified in God's presence only because of Christ.
只有因着耶稣基督我们才能在神里称义。
We are now in Christ.
我们现在是与基督合一的。
The rebellion has ended.
不再有背叛。
The estrangement is over.
那隔阂也被去除了。
The perversions are being corrected.
恶行改正了。
Paul wrote to Philippians that he once labored to establish his own righteousness, a mere rightness with the law.
保罗在腓立比书中曾写道，他曾自己努力称义，但那是律法上的义。
But when he surrendered to Christ and identified with him, he found that he entered a rightness with God through his faith in Christ.
但当他顺服于基督与他同行的时候，保罗便发现因着他的信心，他在神里便为义了。
This renewed relationship with God is transforming, for the indwelling Spirit is changing us as surely as light overcomes darkness.
这种新的关系会给我们的人生带来巨大的改变，因为内住的圣灵就会像光对于黑暗一样照亮我们的心。
We may be at different stages in the dawning, but as the light breaks over us, the darkness flees.
我们可能是在那 早晨临到早晨的不同时刻，但是不管怎样，当光来到的时候，黑暗便退去了。
This change happens in relationship. We are changed step by step. But our new relationship to God is complete, final, and secure.
我们与神的关系改变了。我们自己可能是一步一步的慢慢改变，但我们与神的关系是完全的一次的改变了，它是不会再变的了。
This community of the Spirit is created by His presence, by His work, through the common core of faith.
这属圣灵的团体是由神的同在与合一的信心所建立的。
When we are Christ's disciples, we are joined together in His body.
当我们成为基督的使徒的时候，我们便与他的身体合一了。
We experience our oneness.By our common identification with Him.
由着对基督耶稣的认同，我们合一了。
Some of us work primarily at clarifying this core, at interpreting the meaning of our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
一些人要为显明这信心的核心，就是我们对神子耶稣基督的信而工作。
Others work more establishing boundaries, at drawing lines that rule persons in or out.
但有些人却划分界限，试图分出圈内与圈外的人。
We need to focus on the core of faith, and then push its implications out as far as we can with all its applications.
这时候我们需要把目光锁定在信的核心含义上。并由此向外衍生，直到终极。
Guiding us in this endeavor is one of the functions of the Spirit among us.
圣灵的大能会引导我们的工作。
What does it mean to know Christ truly?
让我们思想一下圣灵对我们的带领。我们真正知道基督是怎样的吗？
What are the implications of taking Christ in His wholeness seriously?
当我们真心的看待基督的全备性的时候，会有什么样的效果？
What does it mean to seek Christ's example itself as the Word of God?
我们怎么看基督便是神的道？
What is Christ's claim on every aspect of my life?
神对我个人生活的要求是什么？
What is Christ's mission for me?
神在我身上的希望是什么？
When we come to Christ, we do not come to an experience that can be owned, possessed, or guided by us.
当我们进到基督里，我们不是拥有、占有或者主导这样一种生活。
We come to the Sovereign Lord, who becomes our Master, and we become His servants.
我们来到这里，是以主为大，我们是他的仆人。
Christian faith is not just a presumption, but a fidelity.
信基督不是一种抽象的信，而是要有忠心。
It is not mere intellectual acceptance of certain beliefs, but valuing these beliefs by putting them into practice.
不仅仅是头脑中接受某种教条，我们是要身体力行的。
This valuing what the New Testament calls walking in the Spirit. For the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
这便是新约中所说的与圣灵同行，因为圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
The communion of the Spirit is centered in Jesus, and it lives in Jesus.
这圣灵的团契的中心就是耶稣，他也活在耶稣里面。
We are called to walk just as he walked.
我们是受召与他同行的。
Ours is the joy of thanksgiving, of belonging, of purpose, and of meaning.
在这里我们一起享受团契生活，归属感，我们一起享受我们的目的感，还有人生的价值。
Ours is the satisfaction of investing our lives in something of eternal value and of timeless meaning.
我们也一同享受那把生命投入永恒的欢乐和快乐。
We are the body of Christ. We are called to be the extensions of His redemptive mission.
我们是基督的身体，我们是受召成为他事工的一部分。
We are to be expressions of what it means to participate in divine grace.
我们是神恩典的事工的一分子。
He is our peace.
主是平安。
Now we are His peacemakers.
我们现今也成了他的平安的使者。
We are living proof that He has brought us peace.
也是他，也是主内平安的见证。
Bishop Festo Kivaka of Uganda was one of God's chosen servants.
主教 Festo Kivanch, 乌干达的主教 Festo Kivanch 是神所拣选的仆人。
He stood beside Archbishop Luan and saw him killed by Idi Iman. Sorry.
当在大主教卢旺被伊蒂阿敏所杀害的时候，他就站在那大主教的边上。
He and his wife fled through the hills by night into a neighboring country and were then flown to London to save their lives.
当晚他和他的妻子翻过山跑到走到他们邻近的国家，然后被送到伦敦。
He sat in All Souls Church, wrestling with the implications of his Christian principles for his attitude toward Idi Amin.
他坐在那教会里，为他的基督的信仰的与他对这个杀害大主教的伊蒂阿敏的这个仇恨。
Finally engaging the grace of forgiveness, he wrote a little book entitled I Love Idi Amin.
最后因着那宽恕的恩典，他写了一本小书，那书的名字叫做我爱伊蒂阿敏，那个杀人的人。
But this did not happen in isolation.
这一切并不是偶然就会发生在这个主教身上的。
It happened in relation to his total experience of God's grace.
这源于他对神的恩典的完全的全新的投入。
In another context, Bishop Kivanga relates his conversion when he was in his late teens and how he went around telling people about his new life in Jesus.
在这本书中，他也Bishop Kivanga 也讲到他早年信耶稣的时候的的事情。
One day he rode his bicycle 50 miles to find a white man whom he hated to tell him of his new life in Jesus and that he forgave him and now loved him.
在他刚信主之后不久的一天，他骑着自行车走了50英里。去找到一个白人，那个白人他素常厌恶的。这时候他告诉他的新生命，他在耶稣里的新生命，而且他已经赦免了他，而且爱他。
Englishman though he was, the man stood there weeping, tears running down his cheeks, and he and Kivanga clasped each other in their arms.
那平素傲慢的英国白人站在那里就开始哭泣，他的眼泪流过他的两颊，他和 Kivanch 互相拥抱。
This is reconciliation at work.
这便是和好的灵在做工。
This is a new life in Christ.
这才是基督里的新生命。
This is a new creation by God's grace.
这才是神恩典的新造之物。
Let us allow Christ's love to expand the circle of those we accept as brothers and sisters in Christ.
让我们使基督的爱得以拓展我们弟兄姐妹的疆域。
For Christ's sake and for ours.
为着基督，也为着我们自己。